Macmillan Audio presents Soul City by Thomas Healy. Narrated for you by Larry Heron. Prologue. Comes the colored hour. On a sweltering summer day in 1972, Floyd McKissick led a reporter for the New York Times across the green fields and red clay roads of an old plantation in his home state of North Carolina. Once a thriving tobacco farm worked by 100 enslaved people, the estate had fallen on hard times in recent decades as tobacco prices sagged and the economy of the agrarian South collapsed. Tumbled-down sheds and shacks now marred the landscape, while cattle from nearby ranches grazed the fallow pastures. But there were still signs of earlier prosperity, including a white 18th-century mansion resting on a small hill among a stand of cedars. Strolling in the shade of these ancient trees, McKissick looked up at the house, then turned to his guest and laughed. "I can just see old Massa now," he said, "up there on the veranda, fanning himself and watching us black folks slaving in the field. And I can't help but wonder what he might say now." What old Massa might have said is anybody's guess, but he would certainly have been stunned by the transformation taking place around him, where black men and women once toiled and